putting together a CV.
Your CV is the first impression a company will get of you, so it needs to be relevant, accurate, and honest. It also needs to be well presented, with no spelling mistakes, a simple layout, and clear headings.
Before you start writing, there are a couple of things to remember. Highlight the positives. For example, say if you are a driver, but don't state that you are a non-driver. And the second is, never lie. You will be found out, and at best you'll lose your credibility, and at worst you'll end up losing your job. So let's look at the type of information you need to be including on your CV.
Firstly, your personal details. This includes your name and contact information. But please don't share your sultrysandy@hotmail.com email address with potential employers. Your friends may find it endearing, but the person reading your CV won't. If your email address is anything other than professional sounding, create a new one for the purpose of your job hunt. A mobile phone number is perfectly acceptable to put on a CV, but again, check how professional your answer phone message sounds.
The next section to consider is education and training. Don't forget to mention training courses and additional training, which help demonstrate your wish to keep on learning and developing.
Your career details should be listed with the most recent position at the top. Bullet pointing the tasks involved and your achievements makes it easier for those reading your CV to pull out relevant information. Don't be afraid of quantifying whenever you can. For instance, if you are responsible for supervising staff, say how many. If you manage a budget, say how much.
There will be skills and talents you have gained throughout your hobbies and in your personal life, which are hugely transferable to your career. Don't forget to mention them. These might include sitting on a committee, involvement with local fundraising, membership of a sports team, anything which proves you have something extra that might be a long-term commitment, organisational skills or leadership qualities.
Your personal profile is a key part of your CV. Like the rest of the document, it should be written in the first person. We've seen thousands of CVs, and a good personal profile will get you noticed. You need to write two or three short, sharp sentences which sum up your experience and your personality. Highlight those areas which you feel are your strongest and the experience which you feel is most relevant to the position you're applying for.
A CV is never a finished article. It is work in progress. There will be skills, training and experiences that you are gaining all of the time, which is why it is important to review your CV and ensure that it is always up to date and a true reflection of you.
Different aspects of your personality and areas of your career and training will be relevant to different positions you may be interested in applying for. So, you'll need to tweak your CV to fit the requirements of the particular job description. Areas to concentrate on matching with the job description are the tasks and achievements in the career section and your personal profile.
Once you've completed your CV, read it, reread it, and check again for grammatical errors. Watch how the formatting looks on the screen and then print it out to ensure it looks the same on paper.
It's often a good idea to get someone else to double check at this stage too.
We are regularly asked how long should your CV be. Well, as long as your CV is concise and relevant, don't worry too much about the length.
The vast majority of job adverts and recruitment agencies will want an electronic version of your CV. Make sure it's in a well-recognised format, for instance, a Word document, so the recipient receives exactly what you send and can open it.
As an ACR candidate, we're very happy to look over your CV, to offer personal advice, and we regularly feedback from clients giving you further expert opinion.
Best of luck!